Well, it's been the end of an intensive day of talks between Iran and the P5+1 group in the Russian capital. Tehran's warning the West against any foot dragging in the recognition of its rights to enrich uranium. A source close to the Iranian delegation says Tehran will stop negotiating the issue of 20% uranium enrichment if the West fails to recognize its rights and lift unilateral sanctions. The talks are set to resume on Tuesday. The Moscow meetings focus on a number of issues, most importantly, Iran's nuclear energy program. Tehran's five-point package of proposals was discussed on Monday. Russian sources say reconciliation between the two sides is difficult. Iran's chief negotiator, Saeed Jalili, says the proposals are interrelated and need to be examined in an atmosphere of mutual respect. Earlier this month, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that Tehran will stop enriching uranium at the 20% level if it gets the uranium from European countries. Well, to discuss this further now, we're being joined by American philosopher and political commentator James H. Fetzer from Seattle via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, Washington says it remains committed to a comprehensive negotiated settlement of the issue. How do you see this translating into actual policy as far as the P5+1 talks go?
Well, it's at least a relief that we're not hearing the kinds of strident first strike talk that we heard from the Republican candidates only a few months ago. It's evident that Obama perceives the need to work in cooperation with Putin in order to enhance his prospects for re-election, where I personally regard Vladimir Putin as one of the great statesmen of the world today, and where I believe he is instilling in the American president a more reasonable approach toward Iran.
Right, but the talks could result in a win-win deal if the P5+1 shows flexibility, according to some analysts. Now, do you see there being a political will present amongst the participating countries to show the kind of flexibility needed to reach a solution here? Or are we going to see more foot dragging on most of the important issues?
Well, they discussed a whole range of issues in this case, of course, including non-proliferation. And yet Israel has not been brought to sign the non-proliferation treaty and has been allowed to have an arsenal of nuclear weapons. They've ignored the Fukushima disaster, which threatens the Western Hemisphere, and indeed elements of radioactive contamination have even been detected in the southern hemisphere. In Syria, the rebels are perpetrating atrocities being blamed on Assad. I certainly do hope that Russia will stand firmly with Assad.
And the first day of talks in Moscow have ended. All eyes are on what is to come tomorrow. The situation is quite fluid, to say the least, but what do you think we might hear come tomorrow?
Well, we are hearing about, you know, anti-terrorism today, when in fact it appears that the United States and Israel are the countries that are being the foremost practitioners of terrorism. There's been a condemnation of Al-Qaeda, and yet we know that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda were creations of the CIA in order to oppose the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. I'm sorry to say, therefore, that I expect we will see more hypocrisy of the same level and quality as we have seen today.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was American philosopher and political commentator James H. Fetzer joining us via Skype from Seattle. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.